This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The national news media have not discovered it, but the issue that is bringing out hundreds of citizens who never before attended political meetings is Common Core education standards. More precisely, it is the attempt of Barack Obama's Department of Education to force all states and schools to adopt specified national education standards for each grade level that will dictate what all kids learn and do not learn. Common Core means federal control of school curriculum. That means control by Obama administration left-wing bureaucrats. Federal control will replace all curriculum decisions made by state and local school boards, by state legislatures, by parents, and even Congress, because Obama bypassed Congress using $4 billion of stimulus money to promote Common Core. It's not only public schools that must obey the Fed's dictates. Common Core will control the curriculum of charter schools, private schools, religious schools, Catholic schools, and homeschooling. The control mechanism is the tests. Kids must pass the tests in order to get a high school diploma, admittance to college, or even a GED. If they have not studied a curriculum based on Common Core, they won't score well on the test. Common Core cannot be described as voluntary. Since Common Core is so costly to the states, it's an estimated $15 billion for retraining teachers and the purchase of computers for all kids to take the tests. Common Core is foisted on the locals by a combination of bribes, federal handouts, and as the price for getting a waiver to exempt a state from other obnoxious mandates, such as No Child Left Behind. Don't be under any illusion that Common Core will make kids smarter. The Common Core academic level is lower than what many states use right now.
Has your son or daughter expressed frustration with the liberal ideology and anti-Christian propaganda on their college campus? Encourage any students you know to join Phyllis Schlafly and other conservative leaders in Washington, D.C. on July 18 and 19 for the annual Eagle Forum Collegian Summit. The conference is free to students who register in advance at eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. And fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Hi, I'm with Keller Williams Realty. I'm in your neighborhood to see if you have any real estate needs.
Maybe. What would you do as a realtor to market my home?
Well, my skills are in knowing the market, listing your home for the best price possible, negotiating on your behalf, advertising your home, and helping to defend your castle.
Defend my castle?
That's right. In Texas, it's called the Castle Law, and a portion of my commission will go to Gun Owners of America as a charitable cause to help secure our freedoms.
Really? That does make you different from other realtors.
It's about time people make a stand for what they believe in. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, yes, I do. And I'd be glad if you helped me sell this home. And my friends will be, too.
Here's my business card for your friends. They can call me at 877-605-9200 and ask for Sandra. Oh, and if they're not in Texas, I can still refer them to a great Keller Williams agent where they live. They just need to call 877-605-9200. 877-605-9200.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It's Wednesday, January 8th, 2014, middle of the week, hump day, starting that long, slow glide down to Powhatan Friday. And hopefully a relaxing weekend. Probably a lot of you are going to be getting out that snow shovel and trying to clear away some of this snow and ice that's been accumulating over most of the country. It's now official. All 50 states are enduring freezing temperatures. That does include here in Hawaii, up on the tops of Haleakala and the observatories on the Big Island. It's obviously we're not suffering the way the mainland is, but it is unusually cold here. My wife Claire actually dug into the closet and got my old Stunts Unlimited coat to put on because she's feeling the chill. We've lived here long enough; we're acclimated to the tropical climate, and so she's feeling a little chilly, and it is now official, pardon me, hell has frozen over, and I'm talking specifically about the cities of Hell, Michigan, and Hell, Norway, which are enduring temperatures 15 to 25 degrees below zero Celsius, and all those things we thought were going to happen when hell froze over, sadly, they did not actually happen. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443, Craig is sitting in our control room, keeping us out of trouble, ready to answer the phone when you call on in. And a reminder that Republic Broadcasting is still running its start of the year fundraiser. If you donate $100 or more, you can get the T-shirt and the coffee mug, or alternatively, 25 of these 1 ounce copper round coins. Copper is now becoming an investment metal. And that number is 800-724-2719, or you can go to the top of Republic Broadcasting, hit the donate button, and that will lead you on to various and other options here. Getting back to the climate, it's intense out there, and everybody's saying the polar vortex is going to go away and temperatures will rise a little bit. In fact, I saw a weather reporter on one of the corporate media outlets saying, see, it's already up to minus 13 in Fargo. See, the warming is coming back. The global warming is coming. It's up to minus 13 in Fargo. They are just desperate to keep this hoax going. Northwestern University apparently is delaying the start of their winter quarter because of the problems with transportation amid all the snow and ice and record low temperatures. The corporate media is reporting that 21 people have died in this cold snap. The number sounds suspiciously low, and it appears to me that what they're not counting are the homeless people who are obviously could not survive this cold snap. We've already gotten one report of a homeless man found frozen to death in Maryland, another one down in Atlanta. They're investigating. Still more are coming in. The problem is, of course, the homeless tend to conceal themselves and sleep in well-hidden locations. And so the homeless who have been killed by this cold snap are probably not going to be found for quite some time, possibly not even until the spring thaw when the odor will alert passersby. A lot of cities tried to keep their homeless shelters open. A lot of them couldn't because of sequestration and budget cuts. So the death toll from this hard freeze is going to climb in the low run. Probably they won't report it much. But it's going to. Another story, this is coming out of ABD Local. Yet another report of firefighters attempting to battle a blaze and seeing their equipment freeze up. The firefighters themselves absolutely coated in ice. And it's like that experiment that people do where they go outside with a pan of boiling water and they throw it and it turns into snow instantly. And by the way, apparently some people have accidentally scalded themselves doing that. You don't actually need to boil the water. That's just for emphasis. You can just take a pan of room temperature water, fling it out there, and it just instantly turns to snow. Chicago is reporting major numbers of frozen water pipes bursting. Fire hydrants are freezing solid. And I did get a comment from a listener when I was talking about how to protect your outside pipes by leaving the faucet dribbling a little tiny bit. And I did want to emphasize it's the outside faucets we're talking about, because theoretically inside your home your pipes are not going to freeze. But if you leave them running and the drain freezes, then you're going to get some flooding. So I wanted to delineate. We're talking about keeping your outside pipes and outside faucets from freezing by letting them run just a little tiny trickle. Somebody in the chat room said hot water freezes faster than cold water. No, actually, that's a myth. Hot water takes longer to freeze than cold water because it takes longer for the temperature to change over that extended range. So, wag of the finger at you. Now, we're seeing the major media already trying to mount a major propaganda campaign to convince all America that this cold snap really is not a reason to doubt the most wholly revealed dogma of global warming. This is the headline from CNN. I'm not making this up. Record cold doesn't disprove global warming. And they're going on to say, well, you know, the global warming creates more extremes, so we're going to see more extreme cold and snow. That's not what they were saying back in 2000. Snowfalls are now a thing of the past. Greenland is losing all of its ice. The Arctic will be ice-free by 2013. Were what the global warming people were saying all those years ago. None of that happened. They're so desperate, they even got Al Sharpton, who is not a scientist, to come on and just go on there and say about, yes, it was cold, but really, absolutely, you should not doubt human-caused global warming. You're going to have to pay your carbon tax whether you like it or not, which is really what this is all about, keeping those carbon exchanges profitable, although they're not doing well in Europe, because the Europeans have had enough of this global warming nonsense, and they're not complying with the demands that you will buy a carbon credit, you will trade through Al Gore's brokerages, and Europeans are saying, no, we can't. We don't even have the money for that. And the mainstream, and of course, the jokes are all coming out. A lot of jokes out there. Al Gore didn't invent the internet, but he did make up global warming, which is certainly true. Somebody titled a slide at a weather report, Sub-Zero Winds, which is a character from Mortal Kombat, and they've got that game character on the map showing all these minus 26, minus 32 temperatures all over the place. Let's see. Looking around the corporate-owned media, which is still trying to raise on this busted flush, The Wire, how global warming can make cold snaps even worse. Bloomberg, why is it so cold? The polar vortex explained. And they blame the polar vortex on global warming. Even the Huffington Post. Here's what these record low temperatures say about global warming. And they're trying to sell this idea that global warming melted the Arctic ice and all that cold came down here. Well, if you've melted the Arctic ice, it isn't cold any longer. It's certainly above freezing, isn't it? And we've been hit with these sub-zero temperatures. And remember, the Arctic ice is not melting. The Arctic ice is 50% more volume this year than this time last year. Antarctic, the same thing. By the way, they did get that those trapped ships out of the ice finally. Salon.com. Actually, this cold weather can be linked to global warming. So be prepared to pay your carbon taxes. NPR. What is the polar vortex and why is it doing this to us? And again, they say, oh, it's global warming. It's definitely global warming. And of course, we already talked about CNN and their report out there and saying, oh, yes, obviously temperatures are rising, which of course is nonsense because even the IPCC and NASA are admitting we have been 17 years without any detectable global warming. And they're still out there saying, oh, yes, it's warming, and we're 95% sure it's all the fault of human beings. And that is one of the most unscientific and ridiculous and political statements they can make. The climate on Earth is not dominated by human activity. It's dominated by that big glowing ball of fusing hydrogen in the sky. And it is right now at a 100-year low in its activity. We're going into a new Maunder minimum, or we're repeating it. It may, in fact, be that our current cessation of activity and the Maunder minimum are part of a much longer solar cycle. And that means we're going into a little ice age. It certainly looks like it across much of America right now. Going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder what's a guy on Main Street to do. I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Now, obviously, this cold is not just affecting the United States of America. Remember, we had snow on the pyramids for the first time in 100 years. All the European ski resorts were able to open very early this year and start supporting that activity, which is a lot of fun. Over the last week, the west coast of the British Isles have been absolutely pounded by some very savage storms. A lot of huge waves coming on shore that are overwhelming the breakwaters. And, of course, David Cameron is already out there saying, see, it's global warming. And I think the reality is that they are desperate to impose carbon taxes. They're desperate to force you to buy carbon credits because they get a piece of the action on that one. It's all about the money, and any inkling of honesty or truth or scientific accuracy, that's just not a factor any longer. It's all about we can solve our economic problems as long as we go on taking more money from the people, whether it's austerity, bail-ins, tax on their savings, haircuts, whatever you want to call it. We're basically at a stage in world history where all of these nations, enslaved to these private central banks, issuing all of the public currencies, alone at interest, have reached a point of pillaging their own population by hook or by crook, by whatever deception and lie they can come up with to try and keep things going a little while longer. And obviously, in the long term, it's not going to work. It's not going to work. And the other aspect that's going on here is this whole human-caused global warming, which was all about carbon taxes, telling the world we had to allow some global environmental authority to determine our life choices. Everybody invested. Everybody hopped onto the fashion. And now, as we have record winter after record winter after record winter, their credibility is on the line. Because of the people of the world, look at all these governments who got caught up in this whole human-caused global warming and see how disastrously wrong they were, they're going to start looking at everything else that government said and say, maybe they weren't so smart about that either, like Saddam's nuclear weapons and Obamacare and Benghazi and the rest of it. Now, Andy Borowitz wrote a humor and satire piece saying people making snide remarks about climate change are getting punched in the face. And the story basically is that anybody who's talking about so much for global warming, the warmistas are attacking them. And it is a humor and satire piece, but it's actually not as far-fetched as you might think, because a few weeks ago, before this hard freeze hit, I was up at the North Shore with some friends having lunch at Jameson's in Haleiwa. And after lunch, I wandered through this small gift shop that's attached to the place. And I started chatting with a sales lady, just pleasant, make conversation stuff. And we pretty much agreed with each other that the economy was wrecked, the wars were bad, and Obamacare was a total flop. And then I made a remark that with Obamacare failing to generate the tax revenues the government needs to prop things up a bit longer, that Obama's probably going to hit us with a carbon tax. The woman launched into a screed about how dangerous global warming was, how humans were to blame, and how dare I doubt the obvious facts. She kept saying, the world is getting warmer, the world is getting warmer. And I asked her, where'd you hear that? How do you know that? And she says, I saw it on television. And I said, would that be the same television that told you Saddam had nuclear weapons or that the Obamacare website was ready to use? And at that point, she just flipped out. And right in front of customers and diners who were looking on in shock, she started screaming at me, using many bad words, some of them in a foreign language. And she just kept shouting, you think I'm an idiot. You think I'm an idiot. And I said, no, I'm not saying that. I'm saying you were lied to. And she kept on shouting, you think I'm an idiot. You think I'm an idiot. It caused a major scene. Now, I really don't care if one clerk in a store listens to me or not. And so I made my polite withdrawal. And as I went back to my friends, I could hear her trying to tell everybody that was around that little gift shop. He was trying to say I was an idiot. And the degree of fanaticism among the believers in the Goracle does appear to be that of a religion. We have a cause. We're saving the world. I am important because I am helping to save the world. And even though my entire career here at my mid-30s, which is where I think she was, is selling painted starfish to tourists here, I'm important because I am helping Al Gore save the world. And I kind of wonder, now that we've had this record freeze, what she's thinking now. She's probably staring into a mirror saying, global warming causes freezing. Global warming causes freezing. Global warming causes freezing. I can't be wrong. I am never wrong. I can't admit that Al Gore lied to me. And we see a lot of that. So Borowitz's satire isn't actually that far off. I get a lot of hate email from people screaming, no, don't you understand? Warming causes cooling. Okay, so all of you listening to the show, Repeat after me. War is peace. Freedom is slavery. Ignorance is strength. Freezing is warming. And that's all you need to remember to recite so that you're not on the list of potential terror suspects by the Department of Homeland Security. We're going to grab a quick phone call here. Scott in Wisconsin. Aloha, Scott. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael, can you hear me a little better today?
I can hear you better so far.
Okay. Hey, Mike, I wanted to talk to you about the situation over... I just caught a report. I want to go back on New Year's Eve over there in North Korea where this young GI said that he wanted to nuke South Korea in the United States. I just caught a report, though, today that we're going to be sending 800,000 more troops over to South Korea, and we're beefing up the military in the Philippines and, of course, in Japan. And I just wonder if we were talking in the past, brother, about this situation where Syria is going nowhere because the war has been going on so many years. It's already destroyed. That we're going to see a conflict with North Korea coming this year. And I was just wondering if you could comment on that, brother.
Well, yeah. I mean, we've been seeing, the propagandizing, those bad North Koreans, the saber-rattling with Japan over the Senkaku Islands. And you need to remember, back in 2008, China and Japan were agreeing to share the islands, share the cost of development, share the resources, and the U.S. came into Japan and said, no, those are all your islands, and you should stand on your imperial ambitions. The goal here is for the United States of America to enter into a state of war with China. Because China's yuan is, and this is what we hear out of Washington, D.C., a mortal threat to the U.S. dollar. Countries are abandoning the dollar for international trade and banking, and that's the only thing propping it up right now. China has already signed treaties with 8 different nations for direct currency exchanges without going through the dollar. More and more commerce is taking place with the dollar. Venezuela was selling their oil to China directly for the yuan. All of this is a severe danger to an economic system that over the last 50 years simply got used to raking in wealth by getting a piece of the action of all commerce without having to actually manufacture anything in abundance, without having to grow anything people wanted to buy. And they don't know any other way to keep the economy going other than to use the threat of military force to keep the petrodollar and the Bretton Woods deal in place. And if the U.S. can get into a state of war with China, doesn't matter whether China can't invade the North American continent, doesn't matter that the U.S. couldn't actually invade China. If there's a declared state of war, then all of the American allies have to stop using the yuan and scurry on back to using the U.S. dollar. And because Syria and Iran have bogged down, it looks like the United States just said, well, let's just skip all these stepping stones and go right to the heart of the matter, which is China and Russia, which have powerful, strong manufacturing economies that the U.S. cannot compete with in a free marketplace. And that's what this is really all about. So, yeah, they're getting ready to find some excuse to go to war with Russia and China. We'll be right back.
Moment of panic, sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Our infrastructure is failing and our government is corrupt. We have some hard times ahead. If there was no way to get medical help, what would you do? How are you going to protect the safety of your family during a crisis when there are no doctors, hospitals, emergency services, or supplies? Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a nano-engineered silver unlike any other silver product on the market today. This technology has advanced antibacterial, antiviral, and antifungal properties. And more than 200 independent clinical studies and trials have shown that it's effective in over 500 different uses. Supernatural Silver can be stockpiled and stored for over 10 years. And in a collapse, it could be priceless. It can be used daily to fight off colds, flus, and other pathogens, and yet it's powerful enough to combat some of the most deadly diseases in the world today. Make sure your home is well stocked with Supernatural Silver. To order, go to supernaturalsilver.com. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off, and like us on Facebook.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Attention veterans, fellow preppers, and outdoorsmen. You have to check out AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They're veteran-owned and operated, offering GMO-free food, camping supplies, and much more. The best customer service and fast shipping makes AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com second to none. Unique products and super low prices make AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com the best choice for emergency preparedness. No automated computers, just good people trying to help you prepare. Finally, brother veterans, if you need help with food or blankets, call 818-720-0759.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And there's a very popular cartoon that's out there on the internet right now of a bunch of snowmen standing there with a sign saying fight global warming. And another one of one of the nicely professionally produced fight global warming signs buried in snow and ice. And it is reaching a ridiculous level. Apparently, a bunch of protesters got close to Stephen Harper carrying signs saying the time to stop global warming is now. And one has to look at the timing here, because very obviously the best time to be propagandizing people about global warming is during summer when it gets hot, not the dead of winter. So they're obviously under some time pressure, which is why I am absolutely convinced that as soon as the spring thaw gets here, Obama will be pushing a carbon tax, because he needs your money. You can't keep this Ponzi scheme, central bank, and federal government going any longer unless he takes more of your money. So I think that's what's going on. Now, I did get around finally to putting up this page of a not quite complete list of things supposedly caused by global warming, because over the last 10 years, anything that goes bad, inevitably there's an article out there saying, oh, it's all because of global warming. And I have a list of items, things blamed on global warming with the links to the original source article. Now, a lot of the sillier ones, those links have now been taken down, but they're still there. Let's see. increase in Afghan poppies was blamed on global warming. Alaska reshaped. Anaphylactic reactions to bee stings are exaggerated or made worse by global warming. The Arab Spring was blamed on global warming. Attack of killer jellyfish was blamed on global warming. Homelessness has been blamed on global warming. Blue tongue, whatever that is, was blamed. Cholera increase. Childhood insomnia has been blamed on global warming. I'm just skipping on down, just picking out the best here. Dust Bowl in the Corn Belt, blamed on global warming. The Egypt Revolt was blamed on global warming. Global warming is considered a threat to equality. Let's see. Fading fall, foliage, fainting. Fainting, increase in the instance of people fainting was blamed on global warming. Fashion disaster, blamed on global warming. And it just goes on and on and on. Geese decline in Hampshire. Frog with extra heads blamed on global warming. Harmful alga blamed on global warming. Jets could fall from the sky because of global warming. Maple syrup production increasing due to global warming, followed immediately by maple syrup shortage caused by global warming. And it just goes on. Let's see. The rift on Capitol Hill, blamed on global warming. Reindeer are endangered by global warming. Forget about all that radiation that Chernobyl showered all over them. The German wine boom was blamed on global warming. The French wine shortage was blamed on global warming. We now know that that was caused by China discovering wine and just buying it all up. Wolves eat more, blamed on global warming. Wolves eating less, blamed on global warming. And it just goes on. I have this link up there, and it's basically, it's like the old witchcraft hysteria in Europe. Whatever went wrong, oh, it was the fault of the witches, we'll burn them and everything will be better. So, anyway, another story here. Apparently, somebody who was running this charity to save the rainforests basically kept all the money. Had a home in the Caribbean and drove a Lamborghini. It's just all a scam here. Just all a scam. Now then, moving right on here. Very interesting story coming out of Great Britain, where basically they're saying they have now reached a point where there is a law to stop almost anyone from doing almost anything. And this refers to the Antisocial Behavior Crime and Policing Bill, which is getting close to going to a vote in the House of Lords. Nobody really has made a fuss about it, but basically the bill allows government injunctions against anyone 10 years or older who has engaged or threatens to engage in conduct capable of causing nuisance or annoyance to any person. That's a very wide net. Because in our culture, people seek personal empowerment by being offended or annoyed or bothered by other people. So they can point the finger and say, you, how dare you stroke that cat in front of me? And these injunctions go on the permanent record and carry with them the government forcing you to perform community service. And with that very wide net, any activity that causes nuisance or annoyance to any person, this from the country which created the Magna Carta. Now, what we're seeing in Britain, in Europe, and here in the United States of America is just this incredible blossoming of laws and regulations. And I think what's going on here is actually quite simple. A healthy economy for a nation that keeps everybody employed is based on manufacturing and agriculture, producing products that others will buy to keep wealth coming into the system. Back in the 1980s, when it was very obvious that American manufacturing was starting to go into a major decline, the United States government, rather than work to revive manufacturing, said, we'll transition the economy to the service economy, which is this idea that we could keep the nation prosperous, doing each other's laundry for a fee. which of course would then mean a tax revenue opportunity for the government. And so we went from the manufacturing economy to the service economy. It was being touted in the corporate media. Yes, this, you know, forget about the fact that we're losing all the manufacturing. We have the service economy. We provide services to each other for a fee. The problem with a service economy is it tends pretty much to be voluntary. And as the cash flow dried up and people's standards of living declined, they went back to doing their own laundry and not paying somebody to do it, which also dried up the tax revenue. So I think what the government is doing, not just here in the United States, but in Britain, all over Europe, to keep the economy stimulated, is they're transitioning from the service economy to the regulation economy, because that is not voluntary. They pass more regulations and say, you must come in and pay fees, and we're going to be able to hire all these people to sit there and fill out the paperwork, none of which really accomplishes anything, but it provides job creation. And it's not optional. And I think this is one of the reasons we're seeing this huge, gratuitous passing of laws and regulations as a way of keeping us all filling out paperwork, hiring, paying people to process that paperwork. Certainly Obamacare falls into that category, as a way of trying to keep jobs in a country that has forgotten how to manufacture or grow anything that anybody else in the world wants to buy. And so I think that's what we're seeing. We're seeing this evolution, manufacturing economy to service economy to regulation economy. They're legislating a demand for us to go and give money and provide jobs to people who just stick stickers on things and fill out paperwork. You go down to a hardware store, you buy a stepladder, there's 18 stickers on it. Make sure both feet are pressed firmly onto the ground. Like, we don't already know how to handle a ladder. This ladder inspected by number 62. Number 62's inspection inspected by number 45. Number 45's inspection certified by inspector number whatever. And it goes on and on and on. And it drives up the cost of goods. Because this government has been so long surviving, this economy has been so long surviving on the Federal Reserve piece of the action from American commerce and the Bretton Woods piece of the action from global commerce. They don't know how to bring back agriculture and manufacturing. They know how to hire consultants, usually coming in from the corporations, who are going to be providing reports that serve the corporate interest, but they don't really know. We have had 30 years of a Congress and a White House that don't actually know how to do anything in the real practical world. Now, let's see. A lot of people are kicking up this big stink over former Defense Secretary Robert Gates' new book that is being seen as slamming Obama's military leadership style. And I'm thinking very, very carefully about this. Now, a lot of these commentators are pointing out that it is a political faux pas for any member of a cabinet to come out with any writings that criticize a still sitting president. The normal rule of thumb is 1 year after the president leaves office, then he becomes fair game. And everybody writes the book saying this is what was going on. You know, we're going to pay our due to history. And it is unusual for Gates to have come out with this book at this particular time, and I think the timing is significant. Certainly this book, which portrays Obama as not believing his own agendas or plans, not seeing Afghanistan and Iraq as his wars, it's going to put pressure on Obama to go along with the war agenda, to go into Iran. And it could also be another sign the powers that be are thinking about giving the president the old impeachment heave-ho, to put a more compliant Biden in the Oval Office. We'll be right back.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Do you have a product or service that you'd like to advertise on the Republic Broadcasting Network? Do you want to support one of the original truth radio networks in existence while getting your company heard across the globe? Right now, RBN is having a holiday special on all of our advertising packages and providing free commercial production to get you started. Call 800-724-2719, extension 111 today. That's 800-724-2719, extension 111, or email powers@republicbroadcasting.org.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we're talking about the furor over this new book by former Secretary of Defense Gates that sharply criticizes the White House, definitely coming from the point of view of, we need to have these wars, why are you waiting? And it's certainly intended to put pressure on Obama going into this year and going into the election season to move forward with Syria, Iran, Russia, China, everyone else they need to conquer to force them back onto Bretton Woods, which I think is a bad idea. But it could also be, we've been seeing some indications that the idea of impeachment is beginning to gain ground in the Congress, not necessarily because they understand that Obama did wrong, which he did, and they want to punish him, which nobody, that doesn't happen to anybody in Washington, D.C., but to get a war-reluctant Obama out of the Oval Office and get a pro-war, highly enthusiastic Joe Biden in. And if Biden is the incumbent in 2016, he's going to be going into that election season from a position of strength opposite Hillary Clinton. We're hearing that down in South Carolina, Representative Trey Gowdy is putting forward legislation basically leading to what would be the equivalent of a vote of no confidence in Congress, which would then basically require the president to go back within his constitutional limits, cut out all this executive order stuff. Getting a lot of support. We'll see what's going on over there. All right, turning over to Israel. Apparently, one of the world's largest pension fund management companies up in the Netherlands, PGGM, has joined the boycott against Israel's banks. They are pulling all their investments out of Israel's banks. This is sending shockwaves through the government of Israel because it looks like more and more institutions, academic, financial, are saying it's time to get out. Our reputation is being destroyed by doing business with this apartheid state. Now, here in the United States of America, that is not going to happen. It is against U.S. law for businesses to boycott Israel. It's perfectly legal for you to do it on an individual basis, but it is actually a U.S. law that you cannot boycott Israel. You can boycott American companies, happens all the time, but the law is you will not boycott Israel. Now, apparently the pro-Israel propaganda group Hillel International, which is basically an Israeli propaganda organization, along with the Israel on Campus Coalition, have been refused permission to present a discussion at the January Modern Language Association Convention in Chicago. And this is being seen as a possible precursor to an MLA academic boycott of Israel that would mirror boycotts by the American Studies Association and the Native American and Indigenous Studies Association. So these boycotts are taking off. Israel can control all these captive governments here in the West. They can't control the people. And it looks like the people are really, they've reached a breaking point with all this nonsense. And Israel's out there saying, oh, anti-Semitism is on the rise. No, it isn't. Anti-Semitism is hating Israel for who they are or what religion they follow. It's Israel's behavior that's the problem. It's what they do. Apparently, there's been a bit of an upset over in Palestine where Israeli settler children were throwing rocks at farmers trying to work their fields in the West Bank. And apparently, some of the Palestinian villagers were able to basically corral these people, these settler children, and hold them until the military could show up. And, of course, the position from the Palestinians is that these kids started the problem and they should be punished because throwing rocks at somebody, that's assault, potentially assault with a deadly weapon. And, of course, on the Israeli side, it's how can you even think about punishing these? We've lived the Holocaust, Holocaust. You can't punish our kids. Holocaust, Holocaust, Holocaust. Apparently before he left Israel, Kerry was lobbying other Arab leaders in the Middle East to pressure the Palestinians to accept Israel as a Jewish state. Now, to put that in context, let's see that somebody sets out there to get the black population of the United States of America to accept America as a white nation and see how well that works out, because that's really what's going on here. If the Palestinians accept Israel as a Jewish state, it basically sets in stone that anybody who is not Jewish is now in a subordinate legal position. The Palestinians are never going to go for that. Now, a story coming out of antiwar.com, U.S. hopes to get Israel framework deal in place this month. It's already dead on arrival. This thing is already dead on arrival. It contains provisions that the Palestinian Authority cannot agree to without destroying itself politically within Palestine. And Israel's economics minister is openly threatening to break up the Israeli coalition government if Netanyahu goes along with the ideas that Israel will respect the 1967 borders. And so this thing is dead on arrival. And this is the United States trying to posture and pretend that they're still an impartial arbiter of tensions in the Middle East in order to keep that petrodollar deal going. But I don't think anybody's being fooled by this. This is a deal designed to fail. Israel does not want a settlement with the Palestinians. They want Palestine. Now, this week, I'm seeing a resurgence, both online and in my email, about this idea that Saudi Arabia did 9/11. And this is getting pushed all over the place. The Saudis did 9/11. Ever notice that whenever the United States wants to invade somebody, the first thing they say is, we think this country was involved in 9/11. And so it looks like Saudi Arabia may be coming into the gun sights of the United States of America. But I really want to put the scotch on this one through some simple common sense. If Saudi Arabia wanted to hurt the United States of America, and first of all, Saudi Arabia doesn't want to hurt the United States of America. They've invested billions and billions of dollars in our economy, and they want a return on that. If Saudi Arabia did 9/11 and it came out, the U.S. would be justified in seizing all the Saudi assets inside the United States of America, and that is a big pile of change. Saudi Arabia is not going to risk that. If Saudi Arabia did want to hurt the United States of America, they don't need to crash airplanes into skyscrapers. All they have to do is ask for their money back. All at once, and America's financial system would implode. And it would be 100% legal. The Saudis would be within their rights. They would not be seen as villains or terrorists or bad guys, just good, fiscally responsible investors. But they're out there still trying to sell this idea. Now then, apparently four United States Air Force personnel have been killed in a British helicopter crash near Norfolk. There's been another helicopter crash of a big Sikorsky off the coast of Virginia. So those things are just falling out of the skies right now here. We have been seeing during this debate over the extending of unemployment benefits, this idea coming down mostly from the Republican side that if we stop propping up these lazy Americans, they'll go find jobs. The United States itself is admitting, acknowledging grudgingly that there are three unemployed Americans for every one available job out there, with most of those jobs being these minimum wage burger slinging situations. The reality is that an ice cream factory in Maryland advertised for 36 jobs, 1,600 people showed up. So this idea that by cutting off the unemployment benefits will fix the jobless numbers, it won't. The jobs just are not there. And there's this very interesting story about this 30-year military veteran, Robert Frenier, three graduate degrees, rose to the rank of colonel. He is now unemployed and living out of his van. And that's the problem. The jobs at the higher end of the employment scale that require college degrees, that justify college degrees, aren't there. For every five college graduates, there is only one job requiring a college degree, and a lot of those are just gratuitous. McDonald's now requires a four-year degree to work as a cashier. We're going to take a break from Phyllis Schlafly and some commercials, and we will be right back.